This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is urging all Americans to avoid crowds and eating out as part of a bid to fight the unexpected surge of the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The sweeping guidelines call for older Americans and school kids to stay home and for everybody to avoid groups of more than 10.
If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation. And we will defeat the virus.
At a White House news conference, President Trump struck his most somber tone yet about the pandemic and when it might subside.
They think August could be July, could be longer than that.
Far less optimistic than his earlier claims that it would go away within weeks. Shortly before the Dow closed down nearly 3,000 points, the president acknowledged for the first time that the virus may send the economy into a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's stocks fell to six-week lows today, in line with global markets as investor sentiment remained fragile after coordinated efforts by central banks failed to ease worries over the coronavirus impact. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 closed up 0.06%. Speaking from the trading floor of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, the head of capital market analysis at Baader Bank, Robert Halver, explains. He says, we've seen a lot of crises. The new market, dot-com, the Eurozone crisis, the financial crisis, the real estate crisis, the Lehman bankruptcy. The virus crisis tops them all because it creates a lot of uncertainty if people are locked in, if you can't do what you'd like to do. Old people are saying this is like during times of war. For us younger people who were blessed with being born later, this is something new. This is VOA News.